I'm here with Zach. You want to say hi?
Hi!
We're talking about forces. What's a force and what does it do? A force is a push or a pull. Simple as that. Some people like to add a twist in there, but without getting too technical, a twist is just a push applied in a special way. There'll be more on twists later on. So, what does a force do? Now, Zach, you paying attention?
Yeah.
All right, listen up. A force changes the motion of an object. It does not describe the motion. I'll repeat that. A force changes the motion of an object. It does not describe the motion. You got that?
Well, that's just describes the motion. And that's the first.
Not bad. Not bad at all. So, to help quantify forces, we use this concept of a vector. Can you say vector?
Vector.
Well said. Vectors have magnitude and direction. So they've got size and direction. This is important.
Hospital.
Nothing to do with a hospital. This is important if you think about it. Can you try pushing on something, but not in any particular direction? Just try it. Can you do it? No, you can't do it. You've always got to push in a direction. So that's why you have to have vectors. Mm-hmm. You've got to have magnitude and direction. Got it?
Yes, please.
So we've covered what a force is, what it does, and how it can be described. So just to recap, a force changes the motion of an object. It does not describe the motion itself. You want to say bye?
Bye.